The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hey, fuckers. What's up? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to a clip from our show, Guys, We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. This week, we have on stand-up comedian and star and writer from Flatbush Misdemeanors on Showtime, Carrie Coddett. We talk about growing up in a family that supports your dreams, setting boundaries right away when you meet someone on a dating app.
And balancing your masculine and feminine sides.
Hell yeah. If you want to listen to the entire interview, you're going to head over to luminarypodcasts.com, or you can just go to the Luminary channel on Apple Podcasts and hit subscribe. Enjoy.
I've always been curious about women. Mm-hmm. So I knew, like, when I was younger, I felt like I was attracted to both boys and girls. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, probably fooling around with, like, a girl when I was, like, maybe 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And then afterwards feeling so much shame.
Real, yeah.
And I remember feeling, like, my boobs coming in. And you know how you have, like, lumpy tissue? Yeah. I was like, I have AIDS because I'm gay.
Oh.
And so, like, I had this
kids
whole
put
thing.
These pieces together and feel so bad about it. And it, oh, God. Oh
yeah.
What did fooling around look like when you're 6? Just like kissing and touching, or
probably probably kissing and touching, probably like rubbing on hard surfaces or
right.
something.
Oh right, right.
I humped everything.
The rubbing.
I had a friend around like 6 or 7 where I was like, "What does your butt look like?" And she's like, "That looks like this. What does your butt look like?" I'm like, "My butt looks like this."
Yeah, because they were so curious.
Uh huh. Yeah.
So you thought you had AIDS?
I thought I had AIDS, and I was like, my lumpy breast, this is definitely a sign of AIDS. And it was just like, no, this is your little boobs growing. So yeah, I still get tested very regularly, even though I haven't had sex in 3 years.
3 years? Really?
It's been.
Was that a choice?
Hell the fuck no. Okay. No.
Okay, wait, Carrie, though. I had sex for like a second in the last whole year and a half. One time for 2 seconds. I don't really count that, even though it does technically count.
Yeah, I just found out about that.
You're not doing it on purpose, but you could have sex if you want.
No. People keep saying that.
What's going into this situation?
Why can you not have sex?
Because.
I'm so curious.
Like, I always say this, like, I want to be a hoe so bad, mm-hmm. and I would love it. I'm just not wired in that way. I literally can't even compute attraction if I don't. If you're not smart, if you don't make me think of something, like, I'm incapable of seeing an attractive man and being like, ooh, I want to fuck him, and then fucking him. It doesn't matter what is going on. I just never have. I've wanted to have one night stands. It just does not happen.
Your vagina is connected to your heart too much.
It is so annoying.
Yeah.
No, it is not by choice. I'm so angry.
So wait, I'm similar in that I can't just have a one night stand. Have I had a one night stand? No, but I did hire a sex worker, and that premise made me feel like, and it made me, because that's all it is. It's not going to be a relationship, right? So because I knew that, and those were the walls around the situation, I had the best time. And
Is it like Mr. M, that massage guy? Because I looked.
No, but I did read the article about him, and I did want to go to him. But apparently, he gets boners, and I get that he gets boners while he fingers you. But I'm like, I don't want to see the boner. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't want to pay someone for them to get pleasure.
I've thought a lot.
That's just my thought.
But it makes sense that you can't blame the guy for getting a boner,
right?
But I've thought about Mr. M specifically for a while.
That's really funny.
So annoyed. This is how bad it's gotten. I'm like, how? I wanted to go to the dentist just to have a man in my mouth.
Well, get a massage from a male massage therapist.
Exactly. You request
who's
a male masseuse.
Who's not, who, A non-sexual one. That's your, the because during COVID, I you know, I did miss human touch, and so I did, and I just found this really great massage therapist, and he just happens to be male, but it was like, oh, this does feel nice.
There's a clinic in Chelsea, in a sexual health clinic, where if you want to get a GYN exam, they have a really hot male gynecologist, and I did do that.
That's hilarious. Wait, why are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
No, it's not that. I'm looking at you because I'm replaying. I've only had the worst experiences with male masseurs. Like,
really?
Yeah.
So I used to work, I used to work at a spa for many years. So like, I am actually like knowledgeable about where to go in New York, but so I can give you, I can get, and I'm very like into researching and find places.
Get a handy.
But both like high end and low end. Cause if you get them a lot, you can't be spending, you know, hundreds of dollars every time. But like, so what happened to you when you were getting massages?
One time I had a soothe. I'm big on massages. I love massages. I have them come to my home.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I had a Zeal.
Actually. Yeah. Love Zeal.
It's either Zeal or Zoo. I think this guy might have
Soothe.
Been. There's. I've used both.
I've never had a guy come over. I always request a woman because I'm like, it's my house.
This, yeah.
Okay. See, I was so sore. I was like, I'll take whoever.
She and was usually, so sore. She let a strange man in her house.
Yeah. I was like, what's the worst that could happen?
Well, right? That's a question many have asked, and some have turned up dead. So that's not great.
But I'm glad you're alive.
Yeah, that probably, it was just, I was just like, send anyone. And so,
okay, no preference.
Anyone came, and I was this dude, and he came. And then I'm like, all right, everything's fine. I lie on the table. And then when by the time we get to the shoulders, he's like, ooh, you work out? And I'm
No.
Now we're critiquing my body. So instantly I'm tense, shoulders up to here.
Right.
He's like, you can relax. I'm like, can I right now? Can I? And then you know how when they're like flipping you over that they should like take the sheets and make sure it creases so that they're not exposing you?
Yeah, proper draping.
Homeboy was flying the sheet up. I'm feeling a draft. I'm like, am I butt naked exposed on this thing right now? It was so strange.
That's uncomfortable.
It was really uncomfortable.
Yeah, part of massage school is learning how to properly drape.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it.
To the point where they don't. Yeah, because I have a couple good friends that are massage therapists and they teach you how to do it so that the person doesn't feel uncomfortable. Like that's what it's all for.
There are very few people who know how to actually do it. When you
it's impressive when they do.
Yes, exactly.
Because you're like,
it
how
just feels like a
my...
magic trick when you do it correctly.
Yeah. But he didn't even try.
He didn't try.
And I've gotten enough massages to know that he was just like trying to expose me. And I was just.
A comment on your body like that is so inappropriate. And your body knew right away.
And it was terrible.
And especially in your house by your.
Like, he doesn't deserve to be in your home. Wait, did you have other bad experiences with male massage therapists?
Yeah, then one time.
This is not a good look for male massage therapist.
This is after I was like, I'm done. One time, I was at the Standard with my sister, and we got like the double. And we both ended up getting men, and we're side by side.
So that's safe because you're both there.
Right.
You would think.
But then I got the feeling as he like took my thing off, like the sheet off, that he was just so afraid of my body. It was a weird way. It was like this scared white boy. And you know, listeners, y'all can't hear, but I'm in very good shape.
You really are.
And
you really are.
I felt like as he got lower to my like my waist and my butt, he just could not. And so he did not go below my waist. He didn't do my glutes.
No
he didn't
glutes.
Do my thighs. He didn't do my leg. And I'm watching sister.
That's the main part.
And I have sciatica on both sides. Mm-hmm. So I like need you to really get in there. Even if you want to keep the sheet on.
Just
he
elbow.
Didn't touch
you don't even
me
need your
at
hands.
All.
Right.
And I'm watching my sister in the corner. Her guy is all on the legs. And I'm just looking.
Yeah.
They gave me the whole thing for free.
Good, good.
They were like, that was really strange. And I felt like he was so scared. Like, I could feel the energy. And I was like, I don't know what's going on. But he's like.
Yeah, maybe he was attracted to you. I was going to say, maybe he was sexually attracted to you.
I think so.
He
didn't
want to
get a boner.
Yeah.
And he's probably never seen a butt that big and firm on his table.
Probably not. Probably not.
With all my Miami finest, honey. And he was like, I cannot lose my job. So fuck that. I'm not touching this black bitch. And he did not.
I mean, that's quite possible.
That's probably what
I didn't blame blame him. I said, you know what? Better safe than sorry.
And you get a free other massage on your other places.
That's so really funny. Not the standard. It was like a $300 massage. So I was like, okay, so give me my money.
Expensive.
Yeah.
I feel like every now and then I have had a male massage therapist who is like, when they get to the area, like I always wear bottom underwear, but obviously no bra, just because I don't like to buy my vagina all out. And then
even with a woman.
Yeah, I just don't like my vagina on a table. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's
not
fair.
For me. And they hike it like they hike it down. But there are some people who hike it down so that your butt cracks out and they don't care. And then there's people who like timidly hike it down.
And then there's people who avoid it altogether. Hike it down, and you're like, what kind of massage is this? God.
In a perfect world, in my head, it's a hot person, and I'm relaxed, and I'm free, and I'm going for it, and I'm just never. I'm just never there. It's so
okay. Because I was like, my guy who's like, this is like a cheap, this is like a $60 like cheap no frills massage, but it is a guy, and I do feel like I mean, the first time I walked, I was literally walking down into a basement on Bowery at like 11 p.m. because it's open till 1, and I go, this is a real gamble.
Wow. 11 p.m.
Yeah, because they're open till 1, and but it's convenient for me, and I got pretty good at being able to tell which ones were for sex work and which ones weren't. You could tell by the pictures if it's a picture of like a hot lady, like, you know, looking over.
Also, if the windows covered.
Yeah.
The whole window.
This one was actually, there's like no windows at this place. Oh. No one can hear you scream down here.
You're definitely getting fucked.
So I texted somebody where I was, but I go, I trust myself. And I go back to him all the time. It was a great place. And I could tell because the pictures were like of cupping and of like different treatments.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay, this sounds, and it was, but I mean, that was a real, and I was the only one down there because it was like during COVID times, so they didn't have they only had one guy on staff, and I think it's his, you know, massage therapy practice. But
didn't you say to me recently that you scheduled one, and he confirmed the appointment in a way that you were like,
yes, but it was a language barrier that was figured that out yesterday,
because when you're a male masseuse or male GYN, every little move feel.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're on the lookout, right?
I can't do a male GYN. That's where I draw the line.
I can't either. Yeah. No. I can't either.
Okay. Except that guy in Chelsea.
Well, that was more, that seems like that was more of something like a little date you booked for yourself.
Well, no. It was I had a sexual partner. This was like a while ago. Call me and say, hey, get checked, which is always a fun call to get.
Right.
But at least he called. Yeah. And then I went to get checked, and this, oh my God. I should go back. That's rude. That's
disrespectful. We gotta get you something. So
it's
you
been
can
a
go
while
back.
For me too, because the sex that I had in that year and a half, that the thing that I don't count, it wasn't that great. So I'm just like super horny all the time.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Getting stuff off your chest is incredible. It's so therapeutic. We all carry around different stressors. Some of them are big, some of them are small, a lot of them are very big. But we keep them bottled up, and it could start affecting us negatively. And then we act like a jerk to the people we love, and we're like, this is not how I want to be. Therapy has saved my life personally. There are so many benefits of it. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although if you have experienced major trauma, highly recommend. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designated to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a questionnaire, and you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you could switch at any time. Finding a therapist is like dating. They're not all going to work out in the first try. BetterHelp understands that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/guys to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/guys.
But so how do you meet people, though? Like, what do you do to, or do you want to meet somebody?
I do want to meet someone.
Yeah.
The apps I've tried, and I have like a love-hate relationship. Mostly hate relationships with the apps. And in general, I'm not a technology person. Like, I don't like social media. I'm horrible at texting. Mm-hmm. I prefer to talk to people in real life.
Yeah.
And so I always just feel like online dating is not for me. Mm-hmm. But I felt like because I was going into it with that mindset, then that's exactly what was happening.
Right. Yeah.
So during the pandemic, I was like, well, fuck it. Maybe there's a new crop of people. Because I was like, there's a whole new crop that hasn't been here before. Let me see what this thing is. And I finally met a guy, and I finally hit it off with him. And he was like, I was attracted to him.
You met him on the app?
I met him on the app.
Wow.
like the sexual chemistry was there.
Okay.
Wow.
And then what was wrong? What was wrong?
I think that he was like a premature ejaculator or something.
Well, you think?
Yes.
Like, even Kevin just like, fuck that. He heard premature ejaculation and he said, hell no.
I'm not sure because Kevin is so mad. I know.
It's right? fucked up, Kevin. It's fucked up.
I don't believe it either, Kevin.
It's fucked up.
Oh my God.
Wait, so wait, how you think?
Well, because when we first like made out, and it was like a pretty heavy like petting session, but he was like shivering, like shaking at the kiss. And I was like, oh my God, this is interesting. And you know how you see
something? You have a real effect on men.
It really like, took. No, he was like, oh my God, this is so horrible.
Dad, I can't touch you.
I just want to preface this by saying he's a lovely man.
Okay.
I liked him so much. I cried to walk away from the dick. It was,
damn.
I felt it. It was like a beautiful size.
The rare.
He looked so good. Everything about it was just so wonderful. And then we started making out and he was like,
oh no.
And I was like, okay. And then so you know how you like see something and you put it in your back pocket and in your head,
yeah.
I'm just like, this is the first guy that has actually gotten me aroused in like forever.
Right.
And so
it's a big
I
deal.
Need this for me.
Yeah.
I was like, we're just
put it in the back pocket and watch it.
And then he came over to, we were dating, we went on a couple of dates. Then he came over to my house. I went to his house. He cooked me dinner.
Oh.
And then, I think I had my period. And then he was like, we don't have to do anything. And, you know, I was like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm
we
ready to run the red light.
We can.
But he kind of.
I agree with you.
So, I don't know. And then what he told me was, when we started dating, he was like, I'm not pressed for penetrative sex early. And that was another thing that I
That's put, how, is that how he worded it?
Yeah. He was like, you know, it's cool. You know, I don't, he was, because he wanted to invite me to his house for dinner.
Okay.
And, but when we first started talking, he was like, don't even worry about any of that because I'm not really pressed for penetrative sex.
In my head, I was like,
I didn't know there was other types of sex. Like, it's either a blowjob or you're eating me out.
Right. So I guess oral sex. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say maybe he said that to make you feel comfortable because he didn't know you well yet and didn't
want to put pressure. No one has ever felt more comfortable when someone said, I'm not pressed for penetrative sex.
No one uses the word
pressed. Yeah.
Penetrative before sex.
That never made me. Thank God no one's ever said it to me. And if they did, I wouldn't be like, oh, I feel so relaxed right now. That's a crazy thing to say to somebody.
I thought so.
It's a crazy thing to say.
But in my head, I was like, okay, so that's the second thing that I put in my pocket.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Then he comes over to my house for dinner. We're drinking. I cook. We have, it's like, it's a nice, this was the night we were supposed to have sex. We knew it.
Right.
He lost his erection. But then still tried to put the condom on. And I was like, but why are we doing this? Like, this is like a hat on a hat right now. None of these things.
No.
Both of these things are floppy.
It's silly putty. It's silly
putty. What are we doing? And then it didn't go in, obviously. And then I was just like, okay. And I didn't make him feel bad about it. We just like watched TV. And then the next morning, I'm not going to lie, I was fucking annoyed.
Because you're horny.
Yeah. And why the fuck are you still in my house now? You haven't fucked me. He's laying in my bed playing with my dog.
Oh.
And I was like, you know,
dilly dallying.
I could really go for some shrimp right now. Like, I would love some fried shrimp. I want brunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says nothing. And I'm like, okay, because I'm not a bitch that's going to wait for some man to take me for brunch. I hit my friend, and she was like, I'm down for brunch. And so I got up on my bed, and I was like, so what you about to do? Because I'm about to go to brunch, sir.
Nice. That's a good move.
Anyway, so he left, and that
was his thing. Oh, he didn't try fuck again?
No, he didn't. He didn't even try to eat me out. He just left me alone. Mm. And I was just like, okay, go.
Huh.
And then I was like, maybe it was the pressure. And I'm the type of person where I'm very transparent. And so like, and that's what I liked about him. I was able to just talk to him and just, so I was just like, oh, so what happened on Friday?
Yeah.
Nice.
We're not gonna act like it didn't happen.
Right.
And he was just kind of like, I think the pressure of the moment, we were all drinking. Also, I had to use the bathroom. See, this is the thing that women do too. I didn't even tell y'all the whole story. Here I am telling y'all about this man's broken dick. Completely forgot that I was running out of the bedroom to the bathroom maybe 12 times, bro.
Wait, why?
To pee or to poop?
To pee.
What?
Well, what was going on?
I had like the world's tiniest bladder.
Oh, and I'm not, it's always been like that.
No, but I'm not really used to drinking, and we drank a lot.
Oh, so you broke the seal.
So
okay.
I think I was just like, what the fuck? And so that's also not hot. I had literally had to keep going to the bathroom.
12 is a lot.
It was a lot, bro.
Yeah, he definitely thinks you have diarrhea.
So, I didn't know. No, I think
no, but
he knew
to go to the bathroom and go, no, and
I
then
think
no.
He, no, I think he knew I was peeing because you can just hear me right. go and then running back every 2 seconds and then like having to keep wiping up and having him trust that I got it all this time. It was a lot. So I said, okay.
Right, right.
One for you, one for me. Right. We okay. both were not our best.
Okay. Right. Okay. That's
last
fair.
Time.
Oh.
I go over to his house.
I don't like this.
We're fooling around. He gives me head. It's great.
Ooh,
he's
okay.
hard. I nice. Was like, all right, here we are.
Nice.
Now we're going to get the condom, right? He's past the erection. He's not getting the condom. And now I'm getting annoyed because you're hard.
Fuck me.
You're on top of me. Yeah. You've already eaten me out. This is the part. There's right. nothing past eating out. It's dick town.
Fuck.
Take me to pound town,
yeah.
baby.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I literally go, nice. Oh, am I going to have to beg you to fuck me right now?
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. That's a good line.
I tried to make it seem hot, but I was
exactly.
like, because I was like hinting, like, put it
but
in,
like,
and he's not putting it in. I'm
right,
just like,
right.
we didn't get hard the last time. If I were you, the minute this guy is standing up, let's go. Finally, I'm like, babe, get a condom. Then, guys, please buckle in. Mm. He reaches over, and first of all, the minute I knew that I had to tell him to get a condom in my heart, I knew it wasn't going to happen because you never have to tell a man to fuck you.
Right.
True.
When you're both naked,
right.
his dick's
and
hard.
And he already, yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
confused.
We're already here.
You're there.
He starts doing a fake rumble in his, a fake look around in the drawer like, damn, I guess the last condom I had was the one that I used at your house last week.
And then you only have one?
And then proceeds to try to get back in
last
the bed.
Last week? What?
Didn't, we, you, first of all, his roommate was home and your roommate's a guy. You didn't run across to ask your roommate who is a guy.
Right.
Also, you live on top of a bodega.
Right.
You live on top of a bodega. You live on the second floor. The bodega is on L. The fact that you did not even. So.
What is that?
I don't know what it is. And then this is the last part because I'm sweating. I'm just getting so mad. I wanted to cry, you guys, because
yeah.
he got back in the bed.
Yes.
And I was just like, okay, how do I get up without being rude or what to do? So I laid down for like maybe 20 minutes and I was like, okay, I'm getting ready to leave. And I get my clothes on and he's playing like music. And then he comes behind me for like a slow dance. And he's hard again. And he starts with the shivering. And I'm like, you know what? I can't.
Oh my God.
I need to leave. I need to leave. And so the last part of the story, after that,
this is a shit Sunday.
It was my birthday, and he was like trying to figure out what my birthday plans are, and I was like, they don't involve
no.
me because you're gonna ruin my shit, and I need to get fucked.
You're smart.
And
yeah.
so we finally got on the phone, and he was like trying to make plans, and I was like, listen, I want to be transparent. I was just like, I don't know what the situation is. It could be personal. I'm not sure, but there's clearly
something.
A situation.
Yeah.
And I remember that you said penetrative sex wasn't important to you. And I remember thinking, what did he mean by that? And I think I know now and I respect it. And you don't have to live that way. But if you do, that's on you.
Carol, so
I can't because I need to be fucked urgently. And
you're
a great guy,
yes.
but this is not gonna happen.
It's wow. not gonna work out.
Yeah. So
that was a mitzvah for that you granted that man and also any woman who fucks him in the future.
Well, I was gonna say
and
yeah. that's campsite rule.
Yeah,
you leave somebody like, better than you found them.
Yes.
You gave him feedback.
You gave him feedback that'll make him better for the next woman. You didn't need to, but you did.
No,
very
he
nice.
Knew that. It's not.
But it seems like people were letting him get away with.
Yeah,
he was getting away.
He needed
with
to be
it.
Called out on it.
Yeah, you know why he was getting away with it? Because he was doing this. I'm not pressed for penetrative sex, right? And then he's going to rope you in because he's a great guy, romantic, checks all the other boxes. He's going to wait until you fucking love him. Now it's a we problem.
Right, exactly.
Now we have to deal with this dick because I'm now with you. No,
oh,
sir.
And he's going to rely
God.
On somebody not calling him out.
Yeah.
And so.
Because that's a hard, that is even for like outspoken people, it's a hard.
No, it was hard.
I'm like myself and you. It's a hard conversation to have to tell someone there's something wrong with your dick.
And you need to figure it out. It's a you problem.
Call a doctor, get a pill, change your diet.
What up, fuckers? We hope you loved that excerpt from our interview with Carrie Coddett. If you want to hear the entire thing and more full episodes of Guys We Fucked and other podcasts, you can head on over to luminarypodcast.com or hit subscribe on the Luminary channel on your Apple iTunes podcast app.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.